Hey, congrats to Robert in Andover. He's going to the Twins game on Saturday against the Washington Nationals. Now, Saturday night to go to the Twins game on Aquatennial Week, it almost doesn't get better, Dan, because you go to the Twins game at 6:10. You get there early on Saturday because the first 10,000 fans get a Bailey Ober City Connect jersey, courtesy of Lee County, twins.com/tickets if you want to get your ticket. So you get there early, have some food, enjoy the game, and then you're done by 8:30 or 9 with plenty of time to kind of wander over towards the Four Seasons and watch the fireworks. Because
sounds like a pretty perfect Saturday.
Right. Aquatennial fireworks are Saturday night, so that'll be pretty good. I am cheap. I am cheap, and I am one of these guys who is looking up prices in the store. So when I go to Target, now I'm not doing this if I'm buying like a towel or a shirt. But if I'm going to buy a coffee maker or a set of plates or, you know, I'm trying to think like what is the threshold for where when I'm going to get out my phone and Google something to see if I can get a better price. It's probably $100. If it's $100 or more, I'm going to Google it. Target had a pretty generous price matching policy, which I have taken advantage of. Again, because I'm cheap and ridiculous. Because I don't know how many people actually use this stuff. So Target, you have like 6 more days, according to this announcement. 6 more days where you can price match. So the way it works right now is you can go in and say like, it's $50 less at Amazon or Walmart or whatever. I like a price match. I feel like if you're not going to allow a price match guarantee, it makes me question all of your prices. Here's what I don't understand about this policy. So Target started, they've done it for 12 years. And my guess is that most of you never used it. Because it's kind of a pain. Now, I've done the price match at Target. I've done the price match at Walmart. It's a little annoying where you're like, you have to see it on your phone, then you got to bring it to somebody. I've done it at Best Buy. They have a price match, too. These stores must hate me. Because first you find like somebody in the aisle, right? Usually it's an electronic item or a TV or something like that. Then you got to go to customer service. So you go to the customer service desk. Then you have to go buy it. So like they price check it. And it's a bit of a process.
So you said that your line for looking it up to see if there was a difference was if you're going to spend like $100 or more on something.
Yeah.
How much of a difference in the price
For me to go through?
For you to go through all the rigmarole for it to be worth it? How much does it have to be?
$10.
Okay.
Like for a buck or two. Like,
well, I mean, it's 10% of the price if you're talking about a $100 item, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's worth it.
It seems like it.
Do you price check stuff?
I don't
stuff?
At all. Well, I mean, I don't, like, in the store.
Once you're there, you're in already.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I don't generally buy a bunch of big ticket items like that in the store. I do far more of that kind of shopping online. And then online, yeah, no, I'm definitely looking around at different places.
I always look at stuff like this and you're like, all right, Target is saying it's not that big of a deal. Like, the guests are mostly price matching Target to the Target website, which I do think is true. I think most people, because that's what drives you nuts, right? When you check a price or you're looking for availability on their own website, and it's cheaper at Target.com than it is at the store.
But see, this, you think you've hit on exactly where the failure is in this whole process. If it's not that big of a deal, why are you announcing this? Why are you making a thing?
Why change it?
Because it's only bad PR for you as Target, which, of course, they haven't had any of lately. Oh, wait. Why do this to yourself if it's not any big thing?
Yeah.
It only reflects badly on it. It only makes you look like you're being cheap, or that, you know, you're trying to save money on the backs of your customers or whatever. You know, however, you know, people want to spin it. But I mean, it's bad PR. Especially if you're saying, well, it's not really a big thing anyway. This won't affect many customers. Well, then why are you doing it?
I mean, I understand that, you know, their first quarter earnings in 2024 were only $24.5 billion.
Oh, how do you make ends meet?
And then this year, they were only $23.8 billion. Now, that's earnings, not profit.
Sure.
But their earnings are down $700 million. And so maybe $700 million worth of price matching? Like, I just don't think so.
No, there's no chance of that, right?
It seems ridiculous.
Because it is ridiculous. This is a terrible decision. Again, only reflects badly on an important company.
We're a Target town. I'm a Target guy.
Sure.
But you look at, I hate to say it, but like Walmart, sales have been steady. Their profits are up. Is it time to like start checking out Walmart? I don't know. Maybe it's a better shopping experience. I have no issues when I go to Target, usually. Like, it's fine.
This will shock you, but I still carry a grudge against Walmart.
Oh. What'd they do to you?
From the days where I was upset in my younger years and still don't like it, that they wouldn't sell CDs with explicit sticker, you know, labels on them, parental warning labels. They wouldn't do that.
Right. That's the you can buy all era,
yeah,
right?
You can buy all the weapons and ammunition you want, but don't take home that CD with a cuss word in it. It was so ridiculous to me. I'd be like, there's plenty of other places I can spend my money. And it's not like, you know, Walmart's doing just fine without my business. This isn't, you know, I'm going to send them over the edge. But I mean, it's where I spend my money, where I, you know, put my business is my voice, right? In terms of how companies do policy.
Yeah.
And Target's experiencing that right upside its head as it's made several bad decisions in terms of its, you know, how it's going to treat customers, and it's costing them. And this seems like about as empty of a solution as you could possibly try to execute on their behalf.
Yeah, I'd be interested, like, if anybody's ever used it, to give me a text at 651-461-9226, because I'm with you. I think it's just, I mean, whatever, I guess. If no one's using it, who cares? But it does make you, as one texter said, Target seems to be in self-destruct mode lately. Does kind of feel that way. Temp of the team for the Minnesota Twins coming up in just a minute. Late game again tonight. Dodgers, we need to win. My goodness. Back in a second.